Welcome to Wealth on Main Street, where conversations about growing your wealth are fun and entertaining. Wealth isn't just about money. It's the skills and the knowledge that we develop to pass on to future generations. Tune in each week to grow your mindset and your net worth at the same time. I'm excited about this upcoming episode. Jason and I were able to finally get together in person and record a few incredible discussions together for the first time in years. It was so much fun. We did have some technology issues along the way, and we had some audio blips here and there. So I hope you enjoy the content because we had a lot of fun making it. And now on to the episode.
Hi. We just finished a pretty incredible couple of days.
Yes.
We are down here for the Nelson Nash Institute annual retreat for the council members. We're a member of the council. Jason is an advisor to the board of directors to the Nelson Nash Institute. And we spent an entire day with some of our amazing colleagues planning for the future, planning for the next upcoming year, yep. The initiatives that we're working on to help spread Nelson's message out into the atmosphere.
And to serve the...
So the people,
the ever increasing practitioner community, which the stats, the results from last year, after having completed the think tank and then all of the enrollments of new practitioners in the program, so the results are speaking for themselves. I mean, the community is speaking loud and clear that they really they love to see this next chapter of where the Institute is headed and how we can serve them so that they can serve the people in their marketplace and they can be equipped to do it the way that Nelson intended.
Yeah, and using the language that Nelson himself used,
right,
which is a big thing that we've been talking about a lot lately. And in fact, that was a pretty good component or theme to our discussion over the last couple of days, not just at the practitioner council meeting, which yeah. was fantastic, but following that, we were here to deliver the inaugural Infinite Banking Coaching Academy presented by the Nelson Nash Institute. That coaching academy is designed for practitioners who are students entering the program or even existing seasoned advisors who have been are part of the practitioner community.
Yeah.
To be able to come in, get involved in great community discussions, get re-engaged to Nelson's message, learn some of the core elements that things that we discovered and took away from Nelson directly, including yep. many stories from David. We're also we're blessed to have Lee, which is David's daughter, Nelson's granddaughter here, who's now supporting the Institute in a really, really big way. Mm-hmm. We're so excited and proud to have her a part of this incredible journey to take, you know, seeing a third generation step into a role to see that continuity continue in the Nash family. It's very exciting. And the coaching academy itself, boy, that kind of fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was outstanding. There were a lot of new practitioners who have an insatiable appetite for coaching, many of whom really have no one else to help them along except the community. And so this just really was a testament to the idea being exactly what the practitioners wanted, just based on the feedback that we received when we did that initial, you know, let us know what you want to see us create for you. Mm-hmm. And we are well underway in the creation of those things that the practitioners asked for, including more education, more coaching. And so for all of our practitioner colleagues who didn't have an opportunity to attend the first coaching academy, just know that we were thinking of you and we look forward to seeing you at future quarterly academies because it's just going to be amazing to see the testimonies, the success stories that get shared at future think tanks where practitioners are coming through and saying, this coaching was worth the investment of my time 1,000 times over. And it's very fulfilling to be able to give. And I'm not talking about giving back. We didn't take anything. We're just serving and helping lift other people up and essentially following orders. Yeah,
we were given marching orders.
Thanks,
so,
Nelson.
So that's what we're working on. And to that respect, you mentioned, you know, quote unquote testimonials, but the feedback that was received from the attendees, there was approximately 35, 36 attendees which is the number we want to maintain it at, you know, a maximum of 40 people, because there's an environment, a learning environment that's created, and a communal aspect of continuity discussions. There's just something interesting takes place when you have a smaller group of people like that. Once you get to a larger scale, you don't get the same level of interaction. I mean, one, to facilitate questions. We had a lot of great questions.
We did.
But some of the feedback, you know, I had a number of people come up and tell me, man, you know, this example or that example that was delivered, that was the light bulb turned on, or that really clicked. And here I thought I knew how, you know, that element of Nelson's book, or I really truly felt that I understood. And now I realize, wow, my understanding that I had just got amplified as an example. Like, language of that nature we heard from a number of attendees, and so that was very positive and wonderful to hear. But it was also validating that what we've put together with the work of the institute and the council members,
yeah,
you know, shout out to Bruce Wainer, to Mary Jo Herman, to Tim Urich, you know, amazing individuals that are really just a true testament to people who are giving of their time, a huge amount of time and an investment of capital to attend and be a volunteer member on this council, but to deliver something that needed to be delivered, and been very, very powerful.
Yeah, I agree. And I can't extend enough credit to all of you. I mean, you all deserve the credit for the assembly of that. And all the council members, we all traveled at our own expense to do this. We're not reimbursed by the Institute. We're not compensated by the Institute. And, you know, we have no expectation of that. We truly just want to give, because if we want to build a community where the culture is giving, then we want to model that to be able to act in integrity and say, we're doing this. And so we invite you to participate and pay it forward to your colleagues as well. But the Coaching Academy is hands down a must attend, in my opinion, because the connections that these practitioners made while they were all together, and the feedback that they were giving us real time, was just rocket fuel to make every future event better. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we've been through that with our own live boot camps that we've hosted since 2010. And we understand how to gather, interpret, action that feedback. And you can agree, maybe if we were to run that boot camp today, it is starkly different than it was back in 2010. Yeah. And that's largely in part due to the feedback from attendees.
Yeah, exactly. You're taking that proactive feedback and, hey, how do we implement this feedback in such a way that we can actually deliver upon it? You know, and just, you know, the other thing I think was really telling and inspiring from my perspective was there was a number of very senior level authorized practitioners who have very robust, very successful practices in the infinite making space, and they actively help a large number of their own client base, and they're expanding. They have an agency that were in attendance, and they provided great insights and feedback, also great participation. And from the conversations I have with them, they came away with not just like more knowledge, but anytime you get a chance to reaffirm things that you already know, you get a chance to look from a different perspective. It might be the same information, but you have Jason's take and set of eyeballs, and Richard's and David Stearns himself, and so on. It adds a refinement to that which you already know, and it gives you a new way of how might I communicate that forward to a prospective client or someone who's educating himself about the process. And then additionally, to me, it was just helpful to see them come through and bring also some teammates with them. One of the things that was also a positive takeaway from my perspective of the event is the degree to which I think accountability was a theme. And because people made new connections, a lot of brand new people, this was their first ever event that they attended, not just for, because this is the first time we've done this event, but it's the first event that the NNI has put on that they've ever attended. They haven't been to a think tank. They're new in the last 12 months to the organization, to signing up. Some of them are even brand new to the insurance industry. So the degree and the level that we're meeting people from all kind of stages of their journey and trying to bring perspectives to what Nelson taught us I say us, I mean us as the general us, not, I don't mean just Jason and I, but I really felt inspired by the fact that we had so many people from different vantage points, and this, the more senior individuals were as giving as the people on stage with their knowledge with the other attendees and community.
Yeah. And when you think of what Nelson wrote in his book, where he let folks know that they didn't have to be a lone ranger, that if they surrounded themselves with people of like mind,
this coaching academy was designed for that very purpose, so that practitioners, regardless of what stage they're at in their journey, that they don't have to feel like a lone ranger, because there are a lot of solo
practitioners who are really craving that community and that connection. And if you can gather once every 90 days, and you can even just among the group share what your interpretation is of different parts of Nelson's book.
I had shared with the attendees that I read the book every time I fly. Yet, although I rethink my thinking, and the more that you see infinite banking concepts, the more you'll see you didn't see,
I have revelations every single time I meet with a colleague and I say, here's a different perspective that I picked up on that I didn't see the last time on page 52. What are your insights and what is your perspective from having read that? And we always gather new, and it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I didn't see that or that I wasn't thinking that way. So I love this first inaugural academy, probably largely in part because it's the first, and we're going to look back on this when we're doing the 20th.
Yeah.
And say, gosh, do you remember the first one? My goodness. Wow. So it's so much different now than it was then. And
well, by the time we get to the 20th, we'll have a formalized agenda. So that would be, I think so. Give us some additional,
a workbook where the attendees can simulate what they're learning. Yeah. But for every speaker to, without hesitation, have said, count me in, I'm there. No expectation of any reimbursement or anything. And we're talking about practitioners that have been around a while. And to take them out of their own practice for 3 full days, when you factor in travel and you factor in the event itself, that speaker lineup alone amounts to tens of thousands of dollars of foregone income to give. And all that we ask the attendees in return is to recognize the opportunity to do the same and watch what happens to the energy in the community, to the proficiency of the practitioners, to the collaborations that you're going to see, that this whole thing gives rise to that because we're fostering that environment.
The clarification of certain language.
Yeah.
We've done a number
of
podcast episodes about, and, you know, it's, you know, there's, while every individual advisor has their own practice.
Yeah.
And they run their business practices in their way, in their style, and they have their business systems that they have to build and make. And some of them are probably, you know, it's like you go to a car auto, you know, the car junkyard, you need to go get some parts from here and some parts from there, and you're assembling or reassembling or tweaking and modifying your own vehicle that you're driving as far as your business practice is concerned. There's a lot of that that takes place, and we've done that as well. But you know, the general core elements, the core theme of what Nelson would teach, the way that he would teach it, the language that he would use, taking that and moving that forward through time, I think is a big component of what the coaching academy is going to help foster and facilitate on an ongoing basis.
I agree, because he said it best. The more you see infinite banking concepts, the more you'll see you didn't see. And so rather than, you know, have Nelson's seminar, 10-hour seminar is the bedrock, and then, you know, nothing further interpreted or shared or discovered on top of that, we're literally following orders. You know, Nelson made it very clear a few weeks before he passed, when he shared with me that this is all about the message, not the man. And the attendees here will attest to, just based on the feedback that they gave us, that A, regardless of where they were in their journey, they learned something new that they could take away with them, that they could share, they could implement, it could impact somebody's life in a positive way. As a result, mission accomplished.
Well, and there's also, from a personal perspective, one of the things I enjoyed the most, and maybe it's because I ran it, I didn't need to push hard, but I certainly pushed for it, and I'll continue to do so, is that we did have a variety of selected video clips of Nelson himself, Nelson teaching and delivering the message.
Yeah.
And what was great about that, from like personally, was just, I always get a kick out of seeing Nelson. Of course, we picked elements where not only is he teaching a point, but he's generally always landing a good joke. He's hitting the punchline effectively, but the punchline is always tied to the learning element, the learning lesson.
Yeah.
And so we were able to kind of carve out some selected clips that did just that. But we also weaved them fairly intentionally, and granted, we'll add more intentionality in the future through elements that we discussed, such as the financing example. One of your and I's favorite elements that Nelson used to do in that story is the Martian story. And of course, we got that on tape. And, you know, many people in the room had just never heard that before. And so to hear the attendees kind of, you know, erupt in laughter after Nelson would say something is like, it's like, he's still with us. He's still, it's no different than when he would deliver that live and get that same reaction from a group of our clients. And it's like, here's a whole generation of people that never got to meet Nelson, and they get to experience him in these, not fully, but in these recorded elements that exist to give them a connection to what he stood for and how he kept things so simple for people. So I was really overjoyed to be able to do that. And I can't wait to do more of that. We're already talking about incorporating some other very strategic, important elements of Nelson teaching, critical components of the message, being able to then have a debrief with all the advisors in the room about what they learned and what Nelson was able to, what he encapsulated in here. How does what he said here, while it's in the book, what jumped off the page for you now that you didn't see before? Type of questions. And that's going to create a lot of good dialogue and discussion with the people in attendance. And it's through those discussions, it's through the, hey, you're sitting at a table with five or six other people at a round table. Great. You can have now 3 to 5 minutes to really unpack those lessons and come away with insights through discussion that you can't just get when you have it rolling around in your head.
100%. And, I would leave, viewers with this, especially those who are licensed, life licensed in North America, regardless of where you are in North America. If you're contemplating the authorized infinite banking practitioner program, recognize that, the Nelson Nash Institute is now a progressive, forward in momentum, organization that is focused on continuing to develop a deep understanding of what exactly it is that practitioners value, so we can build and continue to deliver on that value, regardless of where you are at your stage in this journey. If you want to enroll in the Authorized Infinite Banking Practitioner Program, we can tell you that you are absolutely making the best decision, and that you're going to be surrounded with people of like mind, so you don't have to feel like a lone ranger. And you'll be exposed to the experiences of practitioners who have been doing this. In our case, I'm just about to enter my 17th year. Rich has been 15 plus years, approaching 16. That's a lot of experience to tap into and to be a part of all of these ongoing coaching and development opportunities, so that you can deliver this message to your marketplace the way that Nelson intended it to be.
Well, and depending on when you're hearing this message, you're listening to this podcast, you might be at that stage where you're just considering becoming an authorized practitioner. You're exploring what that option looks like. And, I think it's important for you to know and be aware that training is included, it's a mandatory for you to run through that training as part of the practitioner program going forward. And your onboarding into the program includes that initial coaching academy. So, it's built in and structured around any new individual coming through is going to be able to get, on the same page, get that clarity, get clear understanding of many of the core elements of Nelson's book, and also get a lot of, I think, tactical applications or implementations that they can immediately take away and start putting into their practice, whether they have an existing financial practice or you're literally just trying to start from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of work ahead of you if you're doing that,
well, yeah.
rightfully so, but you're going to get, you know, like call them intellectual shortcuts around how you can take the many times that we were, you know, beating our head against the wall early in the early years, having a lot of struggle and strife to try to move the dial forward. And you're going to get all of the people who are doing the event at that time, their insights on, you know, how they screwed up and how you can shortchange, like, you know, shortcut all those elements so you don't have to go through the same frustrations that we ourselves encountered. And just that alone is worth its weight in gold, in my opinion, because that could be the difference of 2 to 3 years to 5 years worth of revenue that you can generate in your future by cutting all those things out and not having to worry about all that useless crap that could distract you from just running a successful practice and helping the people. So I think that's a really incredible thing. And so encourage you, if you're watching this for the first time, if you're considering joining the industry, becoming a practitioner yourself, recognize that there are elements being put in place for you right now at the time of this recording and leading up to it that are going to help you become more successful and more proficient early on, right away, get you involved in community, give you access to other community members that you can start to build high quality relationships with, where you might have a practice over here in the Northeast and this person's got a practice way over on the West Coast. You guys can now connect together as an accountability partner or accountability group on an ongoing basis, things that you can do to really help you stay fired up and excited about taking Nelson's message forward, even on those difficult days that do exist when you're running a business.
It's just a great way to achieve success faster with less work.
There you go.
Thanks for tuning in. We just wanted to recap while it was fresh. And we always love to hear from you. So to our viewers and listeners.
Well, before we drop off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
We have to indicate that this is the first time you and I have been able to record a podcast together in almost basically 4 years. So not sure how frequently we're going to be able to do that. Hopefully we'll get more of them.
Every 90 days.
A couple in the year every once in a while. But it's just exciting to be with you together here and to actually be able to do this in person. So that literally it's been about 4 years since we've been able to do that. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And for those of you watching on YouTube, of course, if you take a look right there, there's going to be recommended viewing that just popped up. And that's there for a reason. It's because you've got more to learn. The best way to do is to click that button and get started right now.
Thanks for tuning in.